even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers.
Let's say that's the bad guy. Let's say that's the bad guy. That's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game has there been such an inflection.
Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
Fat Mac, Almighty, Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Mac City Limits. Oh, I'm so tired. What's up, y'all? Back with another installment of the madness, man. We're going to bring it down to earth today. I had to get on in here and just speak to y'all, man, because I had to basically remind myself and remind you why I have the lifestyle that I have, because these women are insane. They are 14 karat crazy, man, no doubt. You know, I'm going to go ahead and hit y'all with a couple of experiences that I've been having. You know what I mean, with females. And let me just go ahead and say I'm extremely tired right now, but yet strangely motivated to kick this to y'all. I just had a female come over, and long gone are the days where I could actually tell you the names of the chicks that came by. You know, I used to be able to do that when Mac City was a well-kept secret within the city. That's no longer the case. You know, local niggas be listening and be snitching, you know what I mean? And I don't want to get these females in trouble, because most of the broads, you know, they've kind of like moved on, so to speak. They got significant others, baby daddies, boyfriends, husbands and stuff. You know, I'm their dirty little secret, you know? So they come through, we handle our business or pleasure, or both, whatever you want to call it. And man, yeah, you know, it's a way of life, it's a lifestyle, man. So I just had one come over. She cooked me, not cook me breakfast, she cooked me dinner, you know, fried me some chicken and cut up some home fries with some onions and some peas and corn. Oh, it was good. It was so good. And then after that, she blew me. And she let me put it all in her mouth. It was great. Oh, it was so great. Oh, I'm so tired. But this is the upside of the lifestyle, man. You know, and she's gone. She went back to the crib. She's on a timer. She has to hurry up and get back before her dude gets suspicious. So she's gone now. So, it was a good dinner and it was a good blow. And of course, I returned the favor. There's very few females I'll do that to. But, yeah, couldn't help it, man. Couldn't help it. She did such a stellar job. And plus, she's very, very clean. You know, you got to be super fastidious for me to even entertain that. You know what I mean? She's highly orgasmic, and she loves it, and I love it. We just had a good old time. But anyway, let me get off that, man. Oh, matter of fact, no, look, I can't get off that, because that kind of like ties into some of the insanity I was talking about. You know, my mind is here and there, it's helter-skelter, because I'm like, oh, I really should be going to sleep right now after that meal and after that stellar sexual experience. But while she was here, I had another phone call from another particular female. And this is the funny part about what I do and what I get into and how I live, man. Everybody all my inner circle females, they claim me, but they don't claim me. You know what I mean? I'm in limbo. You know what I'm saying? And this perfectly illustrates it. You probably heard me kind of like talk about this before, but you know, it just amazes me how it just keeps happening, man. You know, another inner party female, inner circle female calls me, but I got this other chick in here, you know, cooking me dinner. You know, we having a good old time. We spending time together. She walking around butt-naked, you know, sitting in my lap, got her head on my shoulders, you know, and this other female called, but I ignore it. Now, this other female, typically I answer the phone, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to lie, I don't really do that much during the course of the day or the night. I don't really have females over here like that. So I got a lot of free time, so I usually answer my phone when this chick calls. But of course, you know, if I'm busy and if I'm about to get it in, bitch, I'm not answering this goddamn phone. And she know that shit. She know that shit. Now keep in mind, this chick is married. The chick that's calling is married. And the chick that's over here cooking my goddamn dinner is married too. So don't none of these bitches really got any reason to say jack shit to me about who calling my goddamn phone, man. You know? So, this is the deal. The chick call. I do not answer the phone. I'm busy. I'm indisposed. You feel me? So, she called twice and I don't answer. She hit me up on the text. Nigga, I know you see me calling. I don't respond to the text. Let me see, about 10 minutes later. Oh, it's like that now? And so while this is going on, the other female who's running around butt naked, sitting on my lap, head on my shoulders, going in, checking in on the fried chicken. You know what I mean? She like, who the fuck is that? Why are they blowing your phone up? Why are they disrespecting me? I'm like, disrespecting you? Don't nobody know you here, bitch? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So she's like, who is that? So I say the female's name. Now, these two females, they got history. You know what I mean? Because they've always been kind of like battling for supremacy ever since, you know, the Mac City heyday. You know what I mean? And they know each other's names. So I say the name of this particular female that's calling, and she's like, you still fucking with that bitch? I'm like, damn. So we was having a good time, man. It was all smiles. It was beautiful. I say the name of this particular female, and she feeling some kind of way about it. She was like, she said, I better not hear about you ever fucking with her. You don't know what she doing. You don't know where she been. I'm like, she married just like you. So? See, that should let you know what's up. I'm like, so what you saying is you's a dirty bitch too? You going around, you know, just throwing that pussy around to any nigga on the street? Is that what you telling me? Now that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, that is what you saying. You saying this female over here, she married, and you trying to insinuate she's a dirty bitch. And then I say, no, she's married. Then you say that don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I'm trying to tell you, she trying to insinuate just because she's married, that don't mean she ain't out fucking all kinds of niggas, which, of course, you know, me being in the game, I can kind of understand that, but man, I keeps close tabs and dibs on these chicks, man. Now, not to mention this particular chick that's actually calling, I really ain't fucked with her that much. Actually, I probably ain't had no sex with this chick in about 8 months, on the real. Okay, now the female is over here, I've been getting it in, you know what I mean? Because I'm not out there like that. I'm not trying to be having sex with 5, 6 females. Man, that's crazy. That's insane. I'm not on it. So one or two females is cool, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to convince this chick, look, I'm not having sex with her. That's just my partner. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe you. You always was fucking with her. Y'all got history. You used to be in love with her. And I'm like, man, really, do I have to go through this shit, listen to this shit from a female that's married? You know, it's just bonkers, man. It's just crazy. And then, to compound the shit more, The other chick keep calling my fucking phone, man. She won't stop calling my goddamn phone. Shit. And so when that's happening, the other female, she just pissed off like a motherfucker now. She's actually looking at me. I could tell, I could look in her eyes, and it's almost like she was saying, answer the phone or I'm going to answer it. You know how I just get that vibe? And I was just thinking to myself, bitch, don't you touch my goddamn phone. Bitch, don't you touch my goddamn phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wanted to pick up the phone and tell old girl to kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it's just the insanity, man. It's like, I got two females that I'm dealing with who I'm really cool with and I really care about. Now, keep in mind, like I said, I consider these females my women. I consider them my wives, my girls, my baby mamas. I was here way before these other motherfucking niggas, you feel me? And all these females, of course, they have chosen not to fuck with me on that level because, of course, you finish how you start. We mostly started on business. And we got this elephant in the room of, I know all they dirty little secrets, man. You know what I mean? I know all they dirty little tricks. So, like I done told y'all, females are masters at the creep game. There's no way that you bitches can creep on me. I know all your tricks and your traps. I know. And not to mention the fact that even if, you know, if we were together and you was running off doing what you had to do with the next dude, I wouldn't give a damn. I'm so used to you doing it anyway. So, I mean, and that would defeat the purpose of even getting together with you in the first place. You know, so we may as well keep it the way it is now. You feel me? You know, you can practice your deception with the next nigga. You can't do it with me. And that's the main reason. Like, a lot of people have asked me, like, you know, if you sow this and you sow that, how come these bitches ain't trying to, you know, lock you down? Like, nigga, you don't think that they've tried? You know what I mean? But the hustle always came first. And they knew that. And they knew that they was not going to be able to just have me to theyself. I mean, seriously, what bitch want to compete with, you know, an army of other bitches? You know, calling me and saying, what's up? You know, can I come through? And, you know what I mean? Ain't no other females trying to deal with that shit. So, they did the wise thing. They were just like, well, Mike belongs to everybody. So, you know, may as well follow suit. May as well basically get in step with everybody else. And, you know, follow the program. And that's exactly what's happened. They've all basically followed the program. The program is, I belong to none of you, yet I belong to all of you. You know what I'm saying? Yes, niggas, your bitch is my bitch. Before you came along, I was here. And I would have been number one if it were not for the hustle, man. The hustle always came first. And you know, females, they love to be able to run game and creep and do all sorts of devilishment, even though you probably don't want to believe it. And they knew there was no way in hell that they was going to be able to get none of that shit off on me. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've been there when they've been in the phone crying tears to the nigga talking about, you don't trust me. I can't believe you don't trust me. I love you so much. I would never, ever do anything to hurt you. I would never cheat on you. I never cheated. I've never cheated with anyone since I've been with you. Get off the phone and start gobbling me up. And then, of course, you know, they gotta, you know, kind of patch things up. With me, I don't know why, but, you know, they always say shit like, well, I don't consider what me and you do cheating because you're my husband and I've known you forever. And we were, you know, I'm like, hey, you ain't got to explain shit to me. I don't give two fucks about that shit, what's going on you and that nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, you be happy with that nigga over there. And when you come over here, you know what I'm saying? You mind for, you know, an allotted amount of time. Shit, I respect that. No harm, no foul. You feel me? So like I said, that's just kind of shit I'm going through, man. You know, and some of you niggas out there got sour grapes. Look, man, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm giving her therapy. I'm trying to basically tell her, hey, stay home, you know, treat them right. And then, I mean, come on. You know, you don't want to be out there by yourself. It's a cold, cruel world, baby. You don't want to be by yourself. Make that shit work, bitch. Do not leave him. Please don't leave him, because if you do, that means she's going to be trying to come over here like 2-3 times a week. No, no. Can't have all that action over here, man. That's too much stress on me. No. So, nigga, please take care of your goddamn woman. Shit. Please take care of your woman. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, take a break. I'll be back. Let's go with part two of this joint, man. talking about the wonderful, wacky world of the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL, man. That's what we're doing. Let me tell you about this one female I'm talking to, this chick. Once again, I'm fleshing out one of the reasons why I power trick. You know what I'm saying? Because relationships are insane, man. Relationships are insane. Trying to get to know these females is crazy. You know, I'm culpable also as far as, you know, dealing with the craziness or exhibiting craziness. I'm crazy in my own right also, but man, I'm like, let me tell you something about this one chick. You know, I've talked about her a couple times on the show, on previous shows. Fine motherfucker. And I, of course, whenever you see a female that's this fine and she's by herself, of course, it's a no-brainer. That's a warning sign. Something's not right. Something's wrong. Pay heed to the signs. What's the signs, you say, Mac? Well, the sign is she's by herself. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I make no bones about, you know, who I am and what I'm about, man. I get on here and I tell y'all about my flaws and my imperfections on a daily. And one of them is I don't pull dimes, man. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of cat that I pull between 5, 6, and 7. That's my range. 5, 6s, and 7s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can admit that. It's Mac City. That's how it goes down. Nothing but the 100. You feel me? Okay, so getting back to the chick. I'm having a conversation. Keep on, I've never met her. I've never met this chick. Just rapped to her on the phone like 3 or 4 times. Initially, she showed promise. She had it was a good sign that I liked. I kind of, you know, I kind of test females out with the conversation. She had she gave a good sign of humility. I basically asked her because, you know, she was fine. Number one, let me back up. The picture she was sending me, she was beautiful, but in her eyes, I could see that there was trouble. You know how they say, you know, eyes are the windows of the soul. Well, basically, when I'm looking at this chick, that's what I'm thinking. You know, she had this kind of like blank, crazed, kind of like wide-eyed stare. And I was thinking, damn, that looks like something out of a horror movie. She looks like, you know, kind of like a serial fucking killer or some shit, man. I mean, just the way her eyes look, they was just like piercing. This is kind of scary, man. So I'm like, damn. But the bitch still cold, so let me holler at her. Let me see what she about. So I'm talking to her, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you fine and all that. And I'm like, I bet you's a heartbreaker. I bet you done broke a couple niggas' hearts, you know what I'm saying? She like, no, I don't think so. If I have, I don't, you know, I don't recall or I don't recollect or I don't think that I have. And, you know, to me, that was a good sign. Because right there, she's showing humility. You know, a female that fine, I was thinking, you know, because typically we all know the deal. When you have typically females who are really fine, they tend not to be beautiful inside. You know what I mean? Because they're just used to having their way and getting their way and doing what the fuck they want to do. So, you know, they tend to be bitches. You know, I mean, that's just my experience. That's just my experience. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow. I'm like, she's humble. She's basically saying that she's never broken any hearts, or if she has broken any hearts, she's not really, she doesn't recall, she doesn't recollect, or she's not wallowing in the fact or relishing that she's the bitch, she's the baddest bitch, and all must kneel and bow before her greatness. So I'm like, damn, okay, this sounds promising, all right? So we kick it a little bit as far as, you know, talking more shit on the phone. Nothing really to talk about. And then, like, next day, we start rapping again. And we play this game. She wants to play this game. I don't know what you would call it, but it's like, she says, okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and you have 1 minute to answer it. And then you got, what is it? It's like 1 minute to answer the question, and 2 minutes. Damn. See, I can't even remember how it went. Bottom line is, it was kind of like a Q&A session, and we had so many minutes. to answer. All right. So she was just like, okay, let me start off. And she'd be like, how big is your dick? And I'm like, damn. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Then I had 1 minute to answer that. So once I answered that, then she was like, okay, now you got 2 minutes to fire back a question to me. And then I had 1 minute to answer it. I'm like, cool. So bitch asked me how big my dick was. I'm like, man, she ain't playing. So I'm like, okay, 5.5. I threw the half on there, you know, just for effect. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, okay. You know, hey, bitch, I keeps it 100. I keeps it 100, bitch. So she's like, all right. So then, I mean, I'm asking her some shit, but I'm not really asking her no sexual shit. I'm just asking her regular shit. You know what I mean? Like, what's your favorite color? You know, do you like cats and dogs? But everything coming out this bitch mouth was like sex. And she was just like, what's your penetration game like? Yeah, maybe C minus. She like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm keeping it 100 with the bitch. You know, I'm like, hey, if you looking for Lexington Steel, you definitely barking up the wrong tree. You know, I'm going to motherfucking hit it for a couple minutes and I'm going to sleep. That's what I'm going to do. You don't call me the Fat Mac for nothing, bitch. That's what's going to happen. So the gist of it is, damn near all this night, she was just hammering me with sex questions. I'm like, hey, okay then. So then, after that, she was asking, she was kind of like piggybacking off some of the stuff that I had told her, because she wanted to know what my lifestyle was, what my story was. You know, and I keeps 100 except for the fact that I did not volunteer that I was the Fat Mac. I did not volunteer that I had, you know, probably ran through half of, you know, my city, you know, doing the porn thing. I ain't do that. I kept it to myself, right? So, but I did let her know that, you know, I'm a player, or I used to be a player, you know what I mean? I've done some pretty Mac-ish things in my past, but I'm kind of old and, what's a good word? Tame now. I'm not, you know, my edge is pretty gone. But I let her know that once upon a time, you know, I was a dog. And I had women, you know, here, women there. I would leave home, wouldn't come back home, you know, for 2 or 3 days. And, you know, if my wife said anything when I came back, I'm like, bitch, don't talk to me about where I've been. I'm grown. You know, I mean, that kind of just crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the very end of it, as far as me and my wife's relationship, it came to the point where she had a boyfriend and I had a girlfriend, but we were still living together, you know. So this female, of course, I'm gonna have to rewind and backpedal because I didn't really set it up properly. But anyway, she knew that I went ahead and told her I had a girlfriend and my wife had a boyfriend, and we lived together. Now, this bitch gets up on her high horse. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, are you serious? Those are red flags. That's dangerous. I could never be around you. I mean, what if such and such comes by, or, you know, what was that? Hold on, I'm getting my wires crossed here. Oh, no. That's the wrong thing. Because I basically told her I had crazy females on deck, too. I told her I had crazy females around me that just do crazy shit. And she was just like, oh, I can't come over there and be with you because you got crazy women and something might jump off. And then also she was talking about the fact that, you know, I had, you know, a girlfriend and my wife. Well, she didn't even talk about that part, about my wife having a boyfriend. She said, well, basically, I'm talking in circles. I'm fucking up. Excuse me. Let me just gather my thoughts. Okay. Let me try this again. The chick told me I had red flags because she said that I had a propensity to cheat because I had a female while I was living with the wife. But, of course, it just flew over her fucking head that I said that the wife had a boyfriend. So, technically, bitch, it's not cheating. Cheating basically means that you're sneaking around doing shit unbeknownst to the other person. She didn't want to accept that fact. She was just like, well, it's still cheating. You're still married. No, bitch, it's not cheating. We're two consensual adults, and we basically made an agreement that this is how our relationship will be. Fuck the paper. Fuck the government. I make the rules in my house. Okay? Understand that? The government's not making the rules as far as this goddamn marriage is concerned. We're doing it how we want to do it. Well, I don't agree with that. Well, tough shit. Okay, so she had a hard time accepting the fact that I was not a cheater because basically everything was being done out in the open. We were both in agreement. I had a chick. She, you know, the wife had a dude. We was cool. All right. So then we move on to the fact that, like I told her, yeah, I got some little breezes, some little honeys running around here, you know, and you know, they kind of crazy, kind of psycho. They do wild shit. Oh, I can't be around you. You got crazy women, and they're psycho, and they might do something to me if I'm around. I'm like, Now, like I said, I got to backtrack because she was telling me her life story. And, of course, she has three children by two different dudes, one in which is extremely pissed at her because she won't let him see his children, and they're going back and forth in court in a custody battle. Okay? Now digest that shit. Imagine the nerve and the gall of this bitch telling me that I have red flags. I have a dangerous situation going on, you know, in my house, in my life, when she is deliberately making it hard for this man to see his children, and they're going back and forth in court. And I'm like, wait a second, I got red flags? I'm like, look, I done told you the extent of, you know, how crazy the women are in my life. The women in my life, they don't pop up over my house. They don't, they've never gotten physically violent with me. They know I don't play that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, when I tell them to chill the fuck out, they chills the fuck out. And they go about their way. All right? But you, young lady, you just told me that you have a custody battle going on with your ex. Well, not fact, he wasn't even a husband. She hasn't even been married. She has two baby daddies, was not married to none of them. She was engaged to this one cat, but he jumped ship. I was wondering why the nigga jumped ship, but I'm figuring out why the nigga jumped ship. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm like, what if I'm over your crib, sitting down, chilling, watching TV, eating a motherfucking sandwich or something, and this nigga come over and he see me around his kids, bitch? That's not a red flag? What you guys to say about that? Anyway, next question. Let's move on. I'm like, ooh. Man, I'm trying to tell you. How can a man in this day and age want to be ball and chain to one of these bitches, man? How can you do it? And this is just not an isolated incident. I just run into a lot of bitches that don't have two brain cells to rub together, man. You sit here and tell me that this shit was cheating, even though it was consensual. The chick, the wife, got a boyfriend. I got a motherfucking broad, but I'm the cheater. You ain't say shit about the wife. You know, you just give her a pass. You know what I mean? You just act like she wasn't even in the equation doing her little thing, but I'm the cheater. Then you say I got red flags. Where the fuck, but you just totally just discount your red flags. And your red flags are 3-4 times bigger than mine. Because, shit, you got kids involved in your shit. And not just kids, but court and money and, you know, just, oh, whoo. Oh, my God. Whoo. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I can't take it. Man. And if that wasn't enough, you know, the coup de grace, the feather in the hat, man, the icing on the cake, the nail in the coffin. Like I told you, this chick was hammering me with all sorts of sexual ass innuendos and questions and everything, man. Like the first 2 days I was talking to her. The third day, I decided to give her an intelligence, sense of humor, and hypocrisy test. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I just felt like I needed to do that because I'm like, something's not right with this bitch. The elevator is not going all the way to the top. You know, she's looking at me. She's seeing all my so-called flaws. But at the same time, the so-called flaws that I have, she has. But she don't see the flaws that she has as flaws. So I'm like, this bitch is crazy. This bitch is a hypocrite. She's a major fucking hypocrite. I can see it. So let me go ahead and really test the waters. So this is what I'm going to do. I said, okay, I'm going to have just a regular conversation with her on the phone. And then I'm going to just come out the blue with some sex shit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see how she react. So, shit, she ends up calling me one day. She's like, hey, what you doing? What's going on? You know, we just doing some regular conversation. Like, how's your day? How's your day? How you feeling? How you feeling? You know. And then out the blue, I'm like, how big is your ass? She like, huh? I said, how big is your ass? She's like, hold on. Hey, let me call you back. And so she hangs up. I'm like, damn. Okay. And so she don't call back. She hang up. So I text her. I'm like, hello, how big is your ass? She don't respond. And so then maybe like 3 hours later, she finally responds. She was just like, where did that come from? You know, she won't call me back. You know what I mean? I'm not going to call her. Fuck it. Because a bitch, damn, she probably just hung up on me and shit. So she's just like, where did that come from? I'm like, why did that offend you? She was like, no. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, well, if anything offends me, I just won't respond. And I'm like, well, you haven't really responded, so it must have offended you. So she didn't respond. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, fuck it then, bitch. You know what I'm saying? To myself, I'm like, you failed the fucking test. You know what I mean? Because like I said, for the first 2 days, this bitch is grilling me about sex and dick and penetration game and everything. I just asked her a simple question, like, hey, how big is your ass? You know? And so she felt some sort of way about it, and I guess she was offended. Which, of course, like I said, shows that she has no sense of humor and she's a hypocrite. You know what I mean? No doubt. So I'm like, fuck it. So then 4 days go by, and like I said, I don't be calling these bitches, man. So she calls me and she's like, so we not cool no more? I'm like, shit, I'm cool if you cool. She like, oh, okay. So once again, shit, I hit her with, what I ask her this time? What I say? Because I picked her right back where I left off and shit. Oh yeah, I said, do you like it in the ass? Oh man, it was funny. Shit, she's like, excuse me? I'm like, do you like it in the ass? Shit. And she was just like, hold on, wait a minute. We're going to keep this respectful. And I was like, respectful? Wait a minute. Because basically, like I said, the first 2 days when we was talking, you know, she was just giving me this big speech about how we're adults and we should be able to talk about sex and we shouldn't be offended and everything. And here she is, like I said, talking about, she want to know how big my dick is, what my penetration game is like, and, you know, do I eat pussy? And she going ham. And then all of a sudden, you know, I ask her, how big is her ass, and do she like it in the ass? And then she hit me with, look, we're going to keep this respectful. I'm like, oh, okay. So I basically break it down to her. I'm like, so basically, you're a hypocrite. You're a fucking hypocrite. This conversation is over, and the bitch hangs up on me. Oh, man. And that's not it. Then, like, 3 days later, the bitch called back, talking about, I'm bored. Entertain me. I'm like, look, I ain't got time to play your motherfucking games. I'm not no monkey in a fucking circus. I'm not here to fucking entertain you. What the hell wrong with you? She's just like, look, why do we always have to argue? Everything's an argument with you. You're always testing me and trying to figure this out and figure that out. Can't we just talk, have a reasonable conversation? I'm like, all right, okay, what do you want to talk about? She was just like, why don't you entice me to come over there and get out of my bed and get in your bed? I'm like, oh, I love power tricking. I don't have to put up with this stupid shit, man. I'm like, hey, look, I'm not about to jump through no hoops and tap dance for your ass to get you over here. If you want to come over here and fuck with me, come over here and fuck with me. If not, stay your ass at home. See? I mean, what's all that about? You all getting all angry and mad, and I ain't even did nothing. I just want to have a conversation. I want you to woo me and, you know, entice me. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, shit, man. I'm like, look, you say you bored, you want to be entertained. Do you want to come over? Yeah, but I want you to convince me to come over. I'm like, look, are you coming over or not? You're more than welcome to come over. I got some drink over here. You know, we can sit. We can watch TV if you want to play a board game. I ain't going to play no board game. I want to do something else. Like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. Think of something. Entice me. Oh, fuck. I'm like, okay, I tell you what, this conversation's over. Then I hung up on the bitch. I was like, man, this bitch, she's looking for a rodeo clown. That's what you looking for, bitch. And I don't know, I'm not going to be your monkey in the circus or the rodeo clown. Fuck, fine as you are with your children and your two baby daddies, bitch. No, it will not be going down. So that's what I've been going through, basically, with these crazy ass Mandy's. I've been seriously thinking about going celibate. I just want to just go to sleep. I'm trying to tell you, man, this shit is bonkers, man. Well, anyway, man, shit. Oh, something's in my eye. Oh, ow, that hurts. Anywho, be on the lookout, man. You know, me and my boy Tony Dreamer, we got a show coming up. Another one I know y'all enjoy. Big ups and kudos to everybody that loved the preview show that we did, basically dealing with the Mike Brown riots in Ferguson, Missouri. That joint basically broke records, man. Cats is really digging that. Good to see good, intelligent folks out there. And also be looking for some interviews. I got an interview coming up with a partner of mine that's in the game and shit. My boy Rick Nasty. I ain't forgot about you, Rick. You know, I've just been taking a little break, little hiatus. You know, not a year-long hiatus, though. You know what I mean? Shit. So, with that being said, I bid you all adieu. You know, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. And we out.
Baby, with me. paid for my mistakes. Yes, I did, girl. The more I try to hide my feelings, baby, this old heart gets in the way. And I won't let me wait. Girl, with me, it's better than the first time. Let's do it one more time.
The second time.